Big surprise there that Jake decides to use a Jackson Merrill highlight there. Okay, let me understand where he's going right there with the World Series MVP. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. MLB playoffs start today. So what better time than now to start with the World Series MVP? Maybe it's something you want to wait on completely. When we hit Jorge Soler on this show a couple years ago, it was as this World Series was starting. He was still 40-1. We gave our case, and we got a little bit lucky on that one. And sometimes people bet it during the middle of the playoffs. They see how things are progressing. They pick a team. They like a certain amount of players. Or you can look at it right now, and this is the best number that you're going to get. As teams get eliminated, as the playoffs move on, every single name that is still alive is going to get shorter and shorter and shorter. But if there's a player that you like out there, they go down in a series, maybe you'll get a better number as well. A lot goes into it. Sam, I think one place to start is talking about what we've seen in recent years. And the one thing that stands out to me, it is not the best player on the champion. You don't want to think of it that way. Sometimes it's lucky. You got to have clutch moments. Just the numbers, those big moments coming through for your team that wins the World Series is what does it. I mean, there's no perfect, you know, way to project this stuff. A lot of it is random and the right matchups and everything. Last year was Freddie Freeman. He wins for the Dodgers. Was he the best player on the team? No, of course not. Before the playoffs, we know that Freddie Freeman's not the best player. He's an awesome player, but he's not the best on that team. When Texas won, it was Seager. When Houston won, it was Jeremy Peña. We mentioned Soler. Seager won it when he was with the Dodgers. When Strasburg did everything for the Nationals in their World Series run, he was your World Series MVP. You're in Boston. A guy named Pierce won it. Who? Would he be recognized on the street today? There, yes. Most places, not. So it isn't necessarily the best player. Like, it's finding value. I will say, though, it is someone that bats in the top four, top five in the lineup usually.
All that said, where are you at, Paul? How do we feel about this one? Ready? Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper time.
To do what?
Okay.
MVP.
If you said Nick Castellanos, I was going to walk out of this show.
No. No. Harper. Harper time.
Why are you not fully against this? You are fully against the Phillies winning.
Yeah, I'm not betting it, Joe. But I mean, if you're going to buy the Phillies, like, it's Harper or Schwarber, right?
Schwarber has a smaller number. Schwarber, actually, at BetMGM, they're the same. Depending on where you look, Schwarber has shorter odds. But at BetMGM, Schwarber's third on the list with Harper and Judge. So that's how the market starts. Otani, as we know, is the favorite. Duh. +7.25. Cal Raleigh, 11. Schwarber, Judge, Harper, 16. Trey Turner, 25. Julio, 25. Yelich, 25. It's a lot of Phillies in there, Paul. I'm just saying.
And after next week, a lot of tickets to burn. I mean,
I can't get them there. All I want to do is get them there. I just want him to get there, and he's not interested.
Seen this movie so many – Penn State, same deal. Seen this movie so many times before. I'm good. Same lineup. Okay. They're running it back with the same people.
Let's start here. Let's give our World Series list. Let's compile that. We're in San Diego, right? Like, that's one of our teams. Is there another team or two that we like, preferably with a little bit of value? But to win the World Series in addition to San Diego, it doesn't have to be an AL team, but we would like it to be. Where else are we looking? Because that's where it starts. Which team is going to be in the World Series? And then we work from there.
I'm somehow drawn to this team. I don't know why. You know how sometimes you know that's what you want for dinner. You walk into a restaurant with no plan, and then you see, oh, prime rib sandwich. I'll have that. Sometimes it just hits you at a weird time. Toronto. I like Toronto. I don't know why. I just do. Yeah, Toronto.
is this? Somebody tell you something about Toronto?
Like you've got this smirk. Yeah, actually, that's what happened. Somebody said bet Toronto, so I did.
Really? For the World Series?
To win it all, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that, but look at what they've
done. I wasn't either.
What they were able to accomplish. Okay. Boy, that would be a scene if it is Toronto. Okay. If we're, Jake, if we're looking for Blue Jays, I don't even know if you're behind this idea. Where would you go?
I'm anti-Blue Jay, anti-Bird. I can't get there with the rotation. Jose Berríos, the ghost of Max Scherzer, Shane Bieber in his one arm. I don't know. If you want to buy Toronto, I mean, Springer is the one that I immediately, like, that's the name I'm immediately drawn to. We know he has postseason success from Houston, obviously. Everyone's going to want to bet Vlad and Bichette if he comes back. I wouldn't hate a Dalton Varsho look either. Elite center fielder, ton of power upside. He could be good for a couple clutch homers. If you wanted to buy Toronto, I don't personally. I would go Springer or Varsho. I could be the idiot, and we know my East Coast bias, but I really like Boston. I do this every year, and I'm going to do it again. The bet is already in the account. I didn't hover. I just hit it. Alex Bregman, 150-1. Like, wow. I do it every year.
Again.
I always bet him, and I'm going to do it again. Like, I
still?
At 150, my eyes popped out of my head like a Looney Tune. I also have a 500-1 if anybody wants to hear that one.
God. Okay.
He's 100 at BetMGM, so you got a good number at 150 for sure.
Let's go back to what you said about Toronto. Vlad at 25-1, never in life.
Never.
Varsho, you've got me at 150. Like, yes. Everything you said, I'm not saying I'm buying Toronto, but if we play that card, like having a Varsho ticket at 150-1, that'd be phenomenal. And San Diego, I said it at the start, so let's pay that off. Jake likes Jackson Merrill. Explain why. San Diego, we like them for the World Series. We think they've got a chance, and Merrill would be your pick on that team.
Yeah, he's also 150-1 right now at MGM. I'm staring at it as we speak. That one is also in the account. I'm a big Jackson Merrill guy in general. Again, elite center fielder, elite outfielder. So you have the defense there. He's in the top half of that lineup. He's just fits the bill of not the best player. But, I mean, this is a guy that almost damn near won Rookie of the Year last year. Like, he has star upside. And if we like San Diego, we think they can make a run at a big price. He's somebody whose number will come crashing down. And everyone's going to bet Tatis, Machado, because they're the stars. But we talked to Stephen Pierce, Jeremy Pena, Jorge Soler, Jackson Merrill.
I saw Hembo, who is Greeny's producer at ESPN, Paul Hembakidis. I really like him. He's a great follow.
He's good.
He put together a list of playoff teams against other playoff teams. And San Diego this year, second worst playoff team against other playoff teams. 24-34 against playoff teams with a -47 run differential. Did not want to see that yesterday morning. No, sir, did not. But what's done is done on San Diego.
Yeah.
Woof.
Exactly.
Woof.
What was your Bregman number?
150. And Sam said there's still 100 there. I still triple digits for a guy who has won a World Series, has been in MVP conversations for the regular season, which I know it's the regular season, but he's a star. He's a bona fide star, and I like Boston. I like them to get to the World Series at least.
Wow.
At least. I said at
Jake's
least.
Jake's got the Don Orsillo World Series, Red Sox and Padres.
Well, I do think that there's a chance we're all just idiots and overthinking it, and it's just going to be the Dodgers, and they have a million guys on their team that could pop out of nowhere. Went way down the board. 500-1, can I interest anybody in Kike Hernandez?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I knew Paul would be in.
That's the kind of name that wins this award.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Man.
And when they buzzsaw through the Phillies on their way to the World Series. And like, he's just kind of a dick. And like, that's, I mean, he is. Like, he's a guy that can win this. That's very well known. I think it's very well yes. known. But
is that why he's 500? Because nobody's going to bet on him? Nobody likes
I
him.
Guess. Apparently, his personality is being taken into account with the price.
Yes.
Maybe.
See you, Suzuki. Kind of weird. 100 to 1, Joe. Right there for you. Come on and get it.
Never in life.
No. All right. All right, Jake, do you have your list then? Because you've thrown out a lot of names, a lot of prices I like. Guys in the hearts of lineups that, you know, that helps. So you're Merrill?
Andrew Vaughn?
I'm not. Are you?
Brewers, never.
No. Never. I know. Even this year, I'm like, oh, one seed? That's cute. Get out of here.
Yeah, see ya. See you later. Yeah, I mean, Merrill, Bregman, Kike Hernandez, those are my guys right now. My list for the World Series is short. I think it's going to be – I kind of think it's just going to be the Dodgers, and we're all way overthinking this. But I think it's going to be Dodgers or Padres. And out of the AL, honestly, the Red Sox are the only team I like. Never the Yankees, never Toronto. Like, does anyone really think the Tigers or Guardians are doing anything? And never, ever the Mariners. Never.
Here's my counter to that. The three teams you just mentioned are on the same side of the bracket, so pick one. Like, pick one to get through, and then you just got to get through the LCS. And like I was going to say, we have not mentioned the Mariners once.
Yep. Never.
Yep. I thought about it.
It's not going to be Julio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick another name.
Julio number stinks. The Julio number stinks. Yeah. Rally, same thing.
If you like the Mariners, the only person I would look at would be a Rosarena.
All right.
That's your guy.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it, Jake and Paul there. Joe O, Sammy P. Another hour to go. We'll talk some NFL with Will Brinson next. BetMGM Network.